You are listening to the Obstructed View Red Sox podcast, presented by Beyond the Monster.
Obviously, congrats on finally getting out there. I know the couple of days of waiting around and throwing snowballs. So we'll start with the game. I want to kind of go back the past couple of days.
Yeah.
I guess your thoughts on your kind of Worcester debut here, AAA?
Yeah, it was fun. Long waited, for sure. Just supposed to pitch on Wednesday, and then it got pushed back, which is unfortunate. You know, can't help the weather, but it was fun. It's exciting. Didn't really do as well as I wanted to. Just didn't pound the zone as much as I wanted to. Had a couple walks, got into a lot of late counts, just three ball counts, that kind of stuff, which I didn't love. And then moving on through the outing, just started pounding the zone a little bit more and had a little more success with it.
Yeah, do you think it just took you a little while to get going, just in general with the weather, having to wait a couple of days like out of your normal routine to finally kind of find your rhythm there, maybe in the third and fourth inning, maybe?
Yeah, definitely. There's different aspects that go into it, but ultimately, like, I gotta do my job just like everybody else does too, and just I can make a million excuses, but ultimately it's my job to go out there and throw strikes, and that's what I want to do.
Yeah, I mean, you didn't do too poorly, but in a sense, what do you take from today? Watch out for that, from Buckley over there. I guess, what do you take from today? Is it pounding the strike zone? What do you take from today that you like that you may want to build on moving forward?
Yeah, biggest thing is just going to be pounding the strike zone. I'm really good when I can get ahead of hitters and kind of do what I want to. And these hitters are good enough to where if I get behind, they're going to damage it whenever I throw it right over the middle of the plate.
And we're going to talk to you throughout the year, so we'll talk more about your pitching. But I guess going from the video yesterday, I think you hit Shug in the face with the snowball.
Yeah.
So going from throwing snowballs to throwing fastballs, how do you explain those 24 hours?
Yeah, well, I was trying to hit Shug in the back, and then I kind of ended around his neck area, and I went up to him. I was like, dude, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to hit you, but it was a lot of fun going in the snow yesterday. Being from Alabama, we get snow every once in a while, but it was fun being out here for that. But, ultimately, I think I'll stick to throwing baseballs.
I like that. That's perfect. That's exactly what I
wanted. Yeah, that was interesting.
Yeah, that's kind of how you go for it.
Being from Alabama up here in Worcester now. Being from Alabama up here in Worcester now, what's that like for you?
It's fun. I like being in different parts of the country, and it's beautiful up here. I'm enjoying it, and it's a little bit colder, but ultimately, like, I'm excited to be here.
Oh, just kind of a silly day like yesterday. How much does that help you kind of feel more comfortable, in your new surroundings with your new teammates?
It's a great way for all of us to kind of get to know each other and kind of relax outside of baseball, even though we're at the field. I have my wife and my dog here, and we had to hang out in the snow for a little bit, even though it's freezing cold. We didn't stay out there too long, but it's fun to do, and it's one of those things where it feels like a once in a long time kind of thing. So
sound like I need to beat. I can feel the bass, I can feel the heat. I can sing along like a shout and scream.